This is a Mosaic Gaming Network production.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Rolling With The Regulars and our Expanse RPG podcast / vidcast. Woo! This is the Phoenix Rising campaign that we're playing for at the moment. We have literally got hold of the new rulebook and everything like this, so welcome back to what will be part five. Chapter 1, which is still called Shadow Games, by the way, for either of you wanting to know exactly what you're doing. So far, these two have managed to pretty much briskly move their way through the MCRN Argo as a couple of prisoners under political duress and being ready to be tortured at the hands of the Martian Navy. But that didn't transpire because as events have unfurled, you've actually been taken by an unknown group of assailants who attacked a Martian warship, disabled a Martian warship, and took you all prisoner.
Just fairly impressive.
It is. You have recently remembered that you are, or that you recognise the ship as the former UNN Gallipoli, which is a frigate. Mm-hmm. So it's fairly well armed, fairly well crewed, fairly well staffed. Everyone on board seems to be either a belter or there are the occasional earther wandering around.
And it's impossible to spell.
Gallipoli.
I can't even say it.
Of which you met the human earther, John Boyce.
Didn't get his name. But
you did get his name.
Did
you? Yeah.
Okay.
Who's sort of given you a bit of an ultimatum / request / do as we say all venue into space request. He's asked you to go to Ceres to locate an OPA hacker for them.
Okay.
And bring him back. And then you are free to go as long as they don't need you for anything else.
So we're never leaving.
No.
So you can either do as they say or you can die.
I'm rich. I vote to live.
I was wondering how broad their network is and whether we've been tracked. We're getting off the ship.
But we do have a babysitter.
Yes. So you are going to...
I forgot She-Ra was coming.
You are going to be going along with one of their personnel called Rosa.
I'm sure she's lovely.
Rosa is a fine specimen.
Just not the right way to describe
to each their own.
So Rosa was introduced to you as your babysitter, essentially, and your chaperone for your visit to Ceres. She'll be going with you. She's not as wanted, or she's not on as many wanted lists as the rest of the crew, from the sounds of it. Rosa was introduced to you wielding a double barrel sort of shotgun.
Yeah.
Findlay.
Lovely woman.
Yeah. She is, as aptly described, a bit of a She-Ra character. She will beat the shit out of you if you step out of line. So, enjoy. You, yes, Amy, are currently in the medical bay, having just had some reconstructive surgery on your shoulder after
yes.
a very bad time in a crash couch whilst in prison.
Yep.
Or in the brig, rather, not in prison, because he's a brig, technically, because we're a ship. Eli has just pilfered the remnants of a medical kit and stimmed the shit out of himself.
Always.
And then gone back to sleep.
There is something wrong with my characters. In general.
Playboy.
So without too much further ado then, we'll continue from where we were. Amy, you just managed to offend one of the personnel who was healing you. Una. Basically by being a
by being curious.
By being a bigot.
I was being curious. All I said was, who else is on the ship?
So, nosy Earther.
I think that you're the one being a bit racist.
I'm fine with that. It's my ship.
Not originally. We're not going into that. Not going into that.
One conversation.
So, this is a big UN ship, actually.
So from now on, then, what we'll do is we'll play this with whatever is said counts.
Okay.
So we'll add that to the dead to rights rules.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other bits and pieces that we're playing with. To make the game a bit harsher and a bit more realistic.
You just want to kill us, don't you? That's what you
want to
do.
I want to make... What I actually want from you both is to make you think.
Yeah.
Damn.
And to make you work for it.
It's screwed.
I know.
You know. Training wheels are off now.
Oh, God.
What training wheels? Okay. Yep.
The ones we're going to hammer into your feet.
It's the bit where he pulls up a list and like, this is all the things that you said that you would have died for.
Okay. I'm now Thomas the Tank Engine. Thomas disapproves. Anyway,
the fat controller disapproves.
This is getting so weird. Right.
So.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say anything else, to be honest, because I don't want to risk accidentally offending anyone and... resulting in more physical pain or not being healed. So I should just be quiet.
You're just going to be quiet, okay. So what we'll do then, we'll let this interlude pass through and we'll let you get healed. We'll let you, you know, just like, whatever.
Land around.
Jack up and
stimmed.
Jerk off or whatever. You know? And then we'll continue.
Could you jerk off under, stim? Under the... I'm not going to know. I don't want to know. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, probably.
No idea.
So we'll cut the interlude, and we'll allow you guys to catch up.
Oh dear.
We'll fast forward a little bit. We'll have you both back in your cells. You've been back in your cell probably for a good maybe 8 hours. You've not really left your cell. You're just sort of been brought your food. You've had guards rotating in and out, and you've sort of had Rosa come down a couple of times to sort of. Give you sort of some tips or like ask you a few questions about your piloting history and stuff.
Okay.
I
haven't killed myself yet.
Not yet.
But I did fly into a Martian spaceship.
Spy. Let's play Who's the Spy.
Haven't we always been playing Who's the Spy?
I'm pretty sure they're both spies, I just don't realise.
Mm.
So
sleep agents.
Yeah, sleepers. So Rosa comes in now through the doorway with two sets of civilian clothing, opens up both your cells and tosses both of them in and tells you to put them both on.
Wow, really loving the threads. Thanks, Rosa.
Put it on.
Yep, sure, not a problem.
Yeah, I just don't say anything, I'm just going to do it.
Good. She leans back against the bars, basically, whilst sort of like just gently sort of thumbing the safety on and off her shotgun and playing around, basically, waiting for you both to get ready.
What clothes have I been given?
Just like standard civilian clothing, so you can pick what you want for your clothes.
I take my hair clips out and put them in my new clothes.
Just in case.
Yeah.
To pick some locks.
I'm just gonna leave hair clips everywhere, all over like the crash couch.
It's like real rough.
Everywhere.
You need to like mark my territory, just like cover the skirt, cover the selling in hair. Spots.
You know what's gonna happen though is that you're gonna leave hair clips everywhere, and then something's gonna hide you maneuver, and all of them are gonna become little darts.
Yeah.
How did she die?
It's one in my eye.
Vengeance. We finally had it.
Exactly. Different game.
Anyway.
Different eye.
Put them in the pocket. Just get dressed.
Okay.
Make sure all the unused stims are in the right pockets.
Okay.
As we go along. I'll give, just before Vosa turns around, I'll give a little wink. You know, get him with your captors and all that. Playboy style.
Roll me a communication.
Good God.
Can I look at, try and figure out all the weapons that she has on her? Like, locate.
It's pretty good.
And she's got seduction as a skill.
Oh, so that's three as well.
So, and you get a bonus for seduction as well. So, what are you doing?
I was giving her a wink and then, like, you know, being a bit suggestive as I get changed.
Okay. So, what's that? 12. So, 2 sixes and a 2. Plus 3 plus the seduction bonus as well.
Yep.
So, 17 plus... Yeah, okay. So, whilst he's sort of, like, getting dressed, and gives a little bit of a wink and a little bit of, like, a bit of charm comes on. She's not really used to this, right? Especially from, like, you know, like a pretty flyboy kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she blushes furiously.
Excellent.
And then thumbs the safety back off her shotgun.
Well, that's really awkward.
Can I look at him?
You can have a look at him if you want to.
Well, she's just stood there and blushed. She'd be like... What?
I'll act all innocent. As if nothing's going on.
This is how he gets higher up the food chain. And gets a better bed and more warm meals.
Instantly.
You know,
seduction is like the best skill in any game.
Yeah. I refuse. I refuse in life and I refuse in game.
Can I slap my way to the top? Damn right.
It's a good thing that's not real.
To be fair, though, he's like, what is your charisma? Fairly attractive, very rich Martian, and actually, out completely out of game, one of my rumours was that I sell Martians on the black market. Which isn't true.
We don't know if it's true because, you know, she's... You've all got people you know, and they could be cropping up at any point.
You even hear the rumours, are you?
So, you know, they could crop up at any point, the rumours. So,
I'll let Sheba, have you.
So Rosa sort of beckons to you both to come out of your cells and sort of nods to the hallway, and a couple of other guys turn up who you recognise as a guy called Journey and a guy called Zariah, who are the two who originally brought you in. And they're sort of stood outside waiting for you both.
Can I try and walk at the back, like behind you? Try and look small.
Yeah, you're trying to walk behind him.
Insignificant.
So Rosa
sort of
will be right behind you.
Okay. I'm not sure this is better.
So at the moment you're sandwiched between Rosa and Eli.
Yeah, it's okay.
Although you don't know him as Eli.
I don't.
Do you?
No.
I don't, because you told a lie.
Seb.
Did I?
Seb, yes.
Did I really?
You said you were called Seb.
I am called Seb.
It's your middle name.
Yep.
So.
But no one's actually said who I am yet, have they?
I think it was brought up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And then you got called up for being a liar.
Yeah. Well, you got to give it a go.
So.
In my mind, you're Seb Walker. So.
Seb Walker. Sebastian Walker. So, marching order then. Two guys at the front.
Okay.
Which is Journey and Zariah.
Okay.
Then...
Me, I guess.
You. So Eli next, and then...
Me.
We've got Amy behind, and then Rosa towering over you from behind, walking on. And who you can just hear behind you constantly going, click, click,
it's
click,
infuriating.
Click, click.
She should really be careful with that shotgun. Not that I'm going to say that.
No?
No. Hey, I'm already in there.
You said the training wheels were off! I'm excited.
Mental thought.
Mental thought.
Mental
thought. There you go, right. So mental thought must be...
But you have to say it before.
Yeah. I say out loud.
I say to myself. Internally.
I internally monologue.
No one can hear this, but...
Right. So you begin making your way down the spine of the ship towards the aft section, which is where... there's like a docking area. And as you enter this, you see four shuttles docked up in here. Well, each one of these shuttles, if you roll me a perception check.
Five, six, and a three. A three in my face.
Okay. What's your perception bonus?
Plus 4.
Okay, yeah, easily passed. So you noticed each of these four shuttles is marked up in a different company's livery.
Deception. Totally just said that out loud.
Yes. So walking into the massively open space with these three armed people, you go, deception.
Like a weirdo.
Can I note what company Zariah
turns around and has a look at it. It's just like, fucking idiot.
What companies are they?
Okay, so there looks like there's one for Pinkwater.
Okay.
Okay. Who you know is a security firm. Yeah, they're a security firm, yeah.
Okay.
There is one for Europa Heavy Mining.
I know. Cool.
There's one marked up as the Pure and Clean Water Company.
Okay.
And then there's a fourth one that appears to have been potentially covered in Malkakowski Mercantile stuff, but has been recently scrubbed off, or has been in the process of being resprayed or repainted.
Okay.
Okay. So you begin making your way to what looks like the Europa Heavy Industries shuttle.
Okay.
With Zariah and Jenny at the front. As they reach there, they basically begin bringing down a boarding ramp and opening a door for you free to enter into the shuttle.
Do the two guys at the front look like they're coming with us?
No.
Okay. Do we have a suit? Or are we just in clothing?
You're just in your normal clothes, aren't we?
Damn.
Just in case they need the spaces.
Yeah.
I
think I should be nervous, like, wringing my hands together, but like not say anything, so keep my head down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as you're nervously wringing your hands and moving forward, are you going inside?
Look inside before I step in. Okay. Are they gesturing as in?
Yes. They're both basically stood there at the moment on either side of the door, like going after you.
Yeah. Well, you're in front of me, so actually.
I'll just turn around slightly and be like, so which mining company did you work for? And then take a step over the threshold.
How do you know that?
I was sat there whilst they interrogated you on the when he came in.
Yeah.
And called you out on it.
He called you out on both of them.
We were in vacuum though. Unless your head was touching us.
No, just when he was in the cells with his little pad.
Oh, yes, you did.
Because that's why you know I'm Walker.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, like an elephant.
Well, if no one's going to call me up on it, I'm just going to ignore him and walk in.
No secrets.
Just being a twat.
A rich twat.
How much tungsten did you mine for the UN Navy? Yeah.
Not this one.
More than this.
We got loads of shipyards.
So, you wander on into the ship then.
Well, organ ammunition doesn't build itself.
So, sorry, what was that?
So, exactly. You feel a poke in the back of your spine from a shotgun. Moving along.
Yeah, okay. Don't say anything else.
Okay.
Walk in.
Yep. So you go into the shuttle. Now, this is what you know is like a 3 to maybe 5 person shuttle. It's fairly small, quite cramped. There's literally a pilot seat, an operations seat, and then like a couple of crew seats. Really just to strap in. It does have an Epstein drive for a ship this size because it's a military shuttle. It's got rudimentary cargo space for close hauling and that's about it really. It's going to be small, it's going to be cramped, and it's going to be probably a few hours of you being very close together.
Yay.
I'm going to go and sit down in one of the chairs that's not basically like driving the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Near the cargo.
Okay.
Keep out of the way.
So Rosa walks in behind you and you hear her just sort of like mutter a couple of things to the guys behind and then like give them like a little bit of a fist sort of smack. And then she punches a button behind and the airlock begins to cycle and lock up. Yeah, she goes wandering in.
Okay. Fasten myself into this chair.
Okay. You fasten yourself into one of the restraints. She points to Eli. You fly, man.
You're right. Fly enough.
We're all going to die.
Seems unlikely. Take my seat. Get comfortable.
She gestures. You fly. You get us in.
What?
You get us. You get us ducked at Ceres. You've got all the credentials. You used to live there. We know all of you. Know all your secrets. Got the black box, remember?
But this is your ship. Are you telling me you don't have... No, of course you don't have reason. Fucking.
She raises her eyebrows at you. Are you saying something? Or are you sitting the fuck down?
I'm going to stand up and sit down.
Good. What am I going to say? Sit your ass down, Blondie.
Sit down. I'll be thinking of what I'm going to say. Okay.
You get us in, Ceres. Get us in nice and smooth, no problem. You fly well, or I'll break your thumbs.
Thanks. That's a way to charm someone. So, what course do you want me on?
She sits back down on one of the couches behind both you, basically, and like buttons herself in. And you just hear her, and she kind of like saddles her shotgun, basically.
Nice. I will just do all my pre-flight checks.
Okay. Please, pre-flight check away.
Oh my god.
Do we have any cargo on?
No.
It's not a great one.
A 3, a 4, and a 1. So an 8 overall with... What's your bonus to your dex?
My dex bonus is 2.
2, so 10. Average. Simple check. Yeah, I mean, you're going to pass a simple check. So it's a fairly straightforward check for you. You know what you're doing in a ship sort of like this.
Cool.
Cycle through, get the engine and everything all ready. You know, all the computers being set up with the coordinates and like the flight path and things. Generally, it's going to be mostly autopilot, but you need a pilot there. So
just in case.
Just in case something shit goes wrong.
Cool.
You know, and you're, you know, the only pilot who isn't essentially wanted.
That's true, yeah. I'm just
by the OPA at the very least. So at the moment, Ceres is obviously under control of the OPA, so the Outer Planets. It's not under control of Mars or the UN at the moment.
Cool.
So you're going into OPA territory.
With a Martian and an Earther.
Yeah.
And an OPA operative.
And a Belter.
And a Belter, not
you're,
an OPA.
You're assuming she's an OPA. You're assuming all of them are OPA.
I'm going to make that assumption.
Yeah?
Because I don't know any better.
Okay. You want to make an assumption about the fact that a group of wanted people in the OPA wouldn't be okay to land at an OPA.
Yeah, and they're looking for someone in the OPA. Surely they just contact them otherwise.
Either that or mercenaries. Very well-paid mercenaries. With a Martian battleship.
What's the ship called that we're in?
Sorry?
Does it have like a name? Like a registration number or a name?
We can make one up.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, I'll make one up.
So, literally, at the moment, it's got a hack transponder. So you can be whatever the hell you want.
I feel right at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, this is going to be interesting, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay. You're basically going to have to bribe your way past Ceres security. Better be charming.
Do we have any, like records or even fate?
So they can get you a fate. Well, it's got a hack transponder so they can fake a record on it.
So who are we?
Well, we're Europa
Heavy Mining. So what are you doing out here?
This is what I'm writing down as we speak.
I'm flying.
Yeah.
So he's doing his pre-flight checks at the moment.
Yeah.
Rosa just kind of like looks at you and is like... chose you because you're a miner. You know all about it, right? Why would we be out here?
Give me a minute.
Whilst he's doing that, I'll be like, "Gonna be this is Europa Heavy Miner 1.
Oh no, this is Callisto Delta of Europa Heavy Mining.
Callisto Delta.
This is Callisto Delta.
I don't worry, I'm going to call him.
Nice.
You are Captain...
Walker.
Captain Walker.
Yeah, Walker, really?
Captain Sebastian.
Can you pick us another surname?
Oh.
One that's not, you know, so heavily well-known.
What's wrong with Walker? It's quite a common name.
It is a common name.
Mm.
Fine. I don't know.
Okay, you can be Walker.
That keeps it simple, doesn't it?
No need to lie.
What's your name? Walker. No, what's your name? Walker. Really is Walker.
Yeah. No, I'm not lying. Right. The rest of it's a lie. Okay.
Yeah.
You say Calypso.
Callisto Delta.
So they're like, this is Callisto, we're ready for takeoff.
You get a voice come back, go through again. Who the fuck is Callisto? What the fuck are you calling me fucking Gallipoli for, man? Alright.
I'm gonna let him swing that one.
It's just a fucking epidemic. You get off my goddamn launch bay, right?
Open the doors. He says, just give it up.
You just see the doors like begin venting, basically. Nice. And the docking arm begins to sort of push the ship out. The fuck off my ship.
With pleasure.
Are you going to inform your crew before you perform a burn?
I'm on thrusters.
Okay. Thrusters at the moment. Maneuvering thrusters at the moment. So you start feeling like the ship begin to jolt around and vibrate a little bit as you're moving around and you're sort of sat there patting away on the keypad, conjuring up your fake documents, essentially.
So I'll just manoeuvre outside of the ship.
Okay.
Carefully, and then sound the alarm.
So the ship begin, it gives you like a plotted course and trajectory for like an optimal burn using the Epstein drive to get to Ceres orbit and for docking, basically. It gives you an estimated ETA of about 4 hours.
Nice.
So the ship's still fairly far out from what you can tell. Like, they haven't brought you in really close. They're obviously running quiet. You're also quite near an asteroid at the moment as well.
This company, is it a fictional company or is it an actual company?
No, they're real companies.
Okay, this company then.
So all four. The idea is
what company is this? Is it a UN company or an Earth company? Is it a Martian company or is it a Belt company?
It's an Africa based company.
Right, cool.
But Europa. So.
Cool. So I'm assuming that they're using the... internally, they're using the asteroid as cover to suggest we're coming from the asteroid.
Yep. Or to suggest that you're coming from somewhere in the asteroid belt.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. I'll sound the high G alarm.
Okay.
I know I could turn around and tell everybody, but I just don't want to.
Are you going to push the button?
Okay. Push the button.
So it's the social.
Okay. Can you roll me a check?
Five, four, and three.
Okay, can you roll me a check?
Do I add anything?
It's okay, don't worry.
This is where I black out.
Oh my god, don't do that.
Fucking fly boy. Oh
yeah,
my god.
It's okay, it's just above average.
It's a pass, yeah. Okay, so all three of you pass your sort of checks and ready to go. Can you roll me a pilot check as well?
What, to push a button for the autopilot? So mean.
Well, do you want to be autopiloting or are you going to bring it out manually?
I'm not going to do it manually.
Exactly. Of course you're going to bring it out manually.
Oh.
With a 1, a 4 and a 5, so he does pass.
And a 2 on dexterity, I guess, for that.
Yeah, so you get 12, so it's above average. So you sort of pull the ship out, plotting the course, and then you throttle up and go for it, basically letting the normal drive go before you bring on the
Epstein.
The Epstein, basically.
Nice.
Trying to not slag the ship behind you, essentially.
Tempting as that is. I don't think Rose would appreciate
probably
that.
Probably ending your premature deaths. To be honest. A couple of plastic shotgun rounds go through the back of your heads.
Yeah.
Why me?
That's just true. Maybe just you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
In the back of my head, you say.
Yeah, exactly.
Being a pilot.
Best pilot in galaxy. So, you begin your Epstein burn, all belted in, all fine, going to Sirius. Now you can have a conversation if you want to.
Can I make some...
Or we can get to...
Fake ship manifests, essentially routes that we've taken out to nearby sort of identified mining areas.
Do you know how to reprogram?
No, I know how to write text documents. I might just write some.
Do you want to ask Rosa?
No.
Rosa just sits there and relaxes for the journey.
Okay, I will say... just so everyone's clear, we've been mining tungsten. You've been our pilot. You're a driller.
How fucking original.
Yeah, thought so. This is what we're going to go with, okay?
It doesn't need to be original as long as we don't shoot us on sight. Oh, sorry.
She looks at you both and is like, well, I'm the only one that fits in.
I used to live here.
How long ago was that?
About a few years ago.
Exactly. Sirius has changed, man.
Anyway, we're here to pick up some new bits, some new drill rods, a new diamond drill bit, and we're here to get some more mechanical equipment before the ones on site run out. They're getting shipped over. So we're going to be here for a few days until they get here, picking them up, and then going back. Clear?
Crystal.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. What's your name?
Rosa?
My surname.
Why do you want to know, eh?
This isn't the Inquisition. I'm trying to make some fake records so that we don't get shot out of the sky.
It's Lord.
Nice.
As in our saviour.
Okay.
Feel me?
I really can't say anything, otherwise I'm going to super sass him.
Like flipping a few switches.
Don't sass back.
Not saying anything.
Because otherwise I'm going to get like...
What happened to your face? Fell on a diamond drill bit, man.
Ow.
What happened to your teeth?
Thank you, Rosa.
So... Do you want to... Yeah, exactly. Say my name. So, do you want to have a discussion or anything like that, or do you just want to fly?
Are we missing anything? I'm going to just say to the room at large. Is it worth me faking some... an external route that maybe the ship's returning from or taken some...
Well, as long as the external route is roughly where we come from, it should be okay. I guess that's why they dropped us off there.
I don't think that will match. I think we need to route it somewhere else and one of the recognised mining hub areas.
Rosa leans over and punches a couple of things into the pad next to you, or the comm pad next to you. Brings up a couple of flight plans that have already been pre-programmed in here. That she basically like looks at you and just says, boys, we'll have all of that handled. We just need the local data. It's all you're here for. Get us in. Make sure it looks legit.
How do we do that?
Improvise. You're the miner.
I'm going to flick through the flight logs just to see where we've been. It's like memorise it a little bit.
Yep.
Okay, so what's it say
being then? The pilot.
You've basically been out long haul near Ganymede. Not Ganymede. You've basically been out long haul near Saturn, essentially doing like mining on like a larger
barge.
Yeah, so you've been out on a larger barge near one of the moons.
Yep.
And then you
don't mind on the moon. It would be in the asteroids or meteorites, geologically. It's how it forms.
Fair enough. The barge is currently out by Saturn, though, and you are going on ahead of the barge as it's moving its way back towards the belt.
You let the geologists tell you.
Just ask me to be a miner.
That's why I just let her be the miner. So the barge is on its way from Saturn to the belt, and you've gone on ahead.
Why would we be on Saturn?
Gas refueling? Gas hauling?
But we're a mining company.
Yeah.
multi-talented.
Depends on what you're mining.
Well, we're clearly not mining tungsten.
So that's where the barge has been.
Okay.
That's where its flight plan's been.
So much ice in the that particular area.
There's loads of ice in Saturn's orbit from the ring.
Could have been refueling the water.
You could be getting like things like ammonia and things like that, hydroxyl.
And hanging along those lines. Well, the ring's filled with loads of materials, and there's loads of small moons and stuff around. Because massive gravity well as well.
Seb gets comfortable in his chair, stretches out a little bit, pours over the flight plans again, just to make sure he knows them inside out, as if he had flown them, and then tut a few times. That's not good. That's a terrible decision.
Well, the flight plan actually looks very similar to the flight plan of the ship that you've actually come from.
Shocking.
So. Kind of makes sense and allows for like there to be that trajectory of where you're coming from to fit in, basically. There's loads of stations and resources and things like that out that kind of way. So you could have been doing a number of things.
Obviously, you need to think of a reason of why they've gone past Jupiter to Saturn.
Well, they're Europa mining corporation, so they come from the moon Europa.
Well, yeah, I've got that, but...
So I guess there's like a big mining base, as in way station and stuff.
There'll be a station or something similar like that out near Europa.
Okay, that's fine. We just won't be metals mining. We'll be mining something else.
Cool.
Either way, we still need droplets.
Well, yeah, they you only need resources for that anyway, so. Okay. So you're happy with that?
Yeah, because they'll be manufactured from Earth. It'll take a few days to get here. Or at least Mars.
Well, that will probably be
manufactured. It's Northern Corporation, so they'll be manufacturing them.
Yeah, well, they'll probably be manufacturing the belt, to be honest.
What
thing? They'll probably manufacture them in series, but it'll still take a while to bring stuff out.
Hmm.
Well, they're probably manufacturing around there. So anyway.
Thinking about it too much anyway. Right.
Yes. Right. Do you want to fast forward or do you want to carry on for the journey and have any talking on that?
Yeah. It's up for a chat.
Yeah. I don't think Seb is.
He's a socialite. He's got to be chatty.
Damn. Down my character.
So, Rosa just sort of sits back, looks at your flight plan, like, "Eh, see?
Thanks."
And then pulls herself back, basically, and sits herself down in a gel chair and gets herself comfortable. Gonna be a long 4 hours, just you two.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's gonna be riveting.
She looks out the the view screen and is like, no.
I spy with my little eye.
Something beginning with R?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut it.
Put my head down.
I'll flip it onto autopilot.
Okay.
And then like
spin gimbal your character.
Spin around. And then like... So,
you, me, us,
what have you been up to? Rosa?
She gives you like a withering look.
Oh, chatty today, I see. As always.
You're a walker, right?
Yeah.
Heard you guys are rich.
Ah, yeah. We are rich. properly rich. It's brilliant. You should try it sometime.
I heard you guys own like half of Luna.
Yeah, it's a bit of exaggeration.
No, they don't.
At least a third.
Fuck off.
Totally.
It gives you like the look of, I'm trying to play you.
I was going to make a comment, but like I'm kind of like, hanging out.
It's hanging out. I also heard, like, you know, something about an admiral's daughter.
What about an admiral's daughter?
Man, someone was saying, like, you were bragging about an admiral's daughter or something.
No, it doesn't sound like me. No. Definitely not. Why, what did they say?
Hey, you know?
Was it good? Because if it was, totally true.
Lean over the back of my chair. What admiral's daughter?
That's a good question. Which one, Liza, was it?
I don't know, man.
I lose track.
Surely you've got to know which admiral's daughter you've been banging, man.
Just so many, isn't there?
So many admirals, so many daughters.
Yeah, pretty much.
She stares over at Annie and it's like, men. Fucking big dogs.
I just look at me. What? You gotta do something with your life.
I look over to Rosa like, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
She kind of like leans back in and is like, you know, from her file, she's an admiral's daughter.
Not my type, Rosa. you know that.
Too scrawny, eh?
give her like a little suggestive like eyebrow maybe.
Of seduction.
Oh my god.
Look, flyboy, you touch me, I break your finger.
Okay, not really. So a two and a five. And you do have seduction as a skill.
I do, yeah.
So Rose is feeling particularly hostile to you there at the moment because of, like, your...
Openly.
You're like, oh, I've just slept with so many women, so who do you mean? You're holding down our brother both his fingers.
That's far more entertaining.
Crowd's a little hostile today, like, spin back round and, like, flip it off autopilot.
You like it rough, son.
I'm just going to leave that. I'm not going to rise to the bait.
Nah, Rich Boy doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah, you get bored sometimes.
So, 4 hours of silence.
So, I'm getting more interested in this conversation now.
Hot spin! Not actually going to do that, obviously.
Oh, gee.
Oh, no, you're all dead. Did I forget the alarm? Yeah. He totally says that out loud.
Is it true what Tom said about you, Ruth?
She raises her eyebrows.
Apparently, he was saying you do 1,000 push-ups every morning.
1,000 push-ups. Huh? It's like a morning like routine, right?
I mean, not personally, but.
Definitely looks like it. Respect.
Shut up.
Spin my hand. Click the autopilot off.
It's not quite 1,000, but hey. Thanks for noticing.
Stick together. I like it. She's great.
She kills you. So, any more conversation? Any more questions?
So just to be, I'll have like a like the tablet out. So just to be clear, we're here with Rosa Lord, we're here with Seb Walker, and we're here with me.
Yep.
Yeah?
That looks like everybody.
Okay.
Rosa just sort of like nods to you like, yes.
Oh. Click, spin my hand. Who are we after?
This is a good point. Spin round.
Well, have a look, eh?
Are you serious? It's a big place.
Yeah.
Are you sure he's even on there?
He's definitely there.
How do you know?
He's definitely there.
Okay, well, can you tell us a bit about him?
She pulls up a pad and begins sort of like flicking through just to see what's sort of been put down on it. Nods a couple of times and is like, goes through a couple of bits and then flicks up a couple of bits onto the screen, onto the on the ship. This, and she points to what looks like a sort of scruffy, scrawny, lanky, long-haired, roughly shaven, very, very pasty white guy. This is Mikhail Ivanovich.
He needs a haircut.
Dude needs a fucking bath.
Nice. And you want to put him on this ship and in close space with us.
And he's an OPA. He's in the OPA.
Yes. Yes. Like pretty much all the fucks out here.
Wow. So we're going to OPA territory.
Yes.
Kidnapping an OPA agent.
Yeah. Agent, operative, hacker, piece of shit.
Whatever you like to call him.
Yes.
And then we're running away very quickly.
And how...
Well, it depends on how good you are at getting him.
Give you a look.
How...
We get him to come willingly. No problem.
Willingly.
Willingly.
Will he be likely to come willingly?
If he doesn't see me. She gives you a big grin.
So I'm guessing he's... that you don't have good relations, whoever you are, and this gentleman.
No.
Okay. But he has to be alive.
We need him alive.
Does he have to be conscious?
He needs to be able to work a computer when he's back, yeah. Okay. So no brain damage, no nothing like that.
No brain damage.
Treat him like royalty.
Does he need to have legs?
No.
Okay. Does he need to have...
I just give Rosamund though.
The fuck? Hey, she's the one who suggested it.
Give her the look.
That's the right kind of attitude. Take his legs, he won't need them.
Jesus.
Spin that round. In my mind, it was slightly a joke, but okay, she's taking it very seriously. Okay, so wanted alive and in a suitable condition that is still cerebrally.
No brain present. Damage, both eyes, one hand probably.
Okay.
Give it a little chuckle. You always need one hand.
Said out loud.
What? It's true, at least one hand is useful.
Says the pilot.
Exactly.
Both hands on the stick, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Only one hand in his case.
Do you want me to leave you two alone?
No, we're good.
Do you know, does he live on Ceres?
Yes.
Do you know where? What district, at least?
We have some information that was provided to us by one of our operatives. In fact, pretty sure you got a little comfy with him, man.
I'm sorry?
Clinging on for dear life as you got brought over.
Oh.
Oh. He's the one who put you up for this.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's better than dying. So, okay.
We've got a little bit of information. Nothing really solid, though. No one really knows where he lives or where he hangs out. He's a bit of a recluse, but we know that he hangs out in a bar sometimes called the Slip Space. Down in the world.
What's this bar like?
I don't beat them. But from my understanding, it's way down. It's going to have really, really, really bad grav.
Do you have a network on Ceres?
No.
Okay. It's worth asking.
It gives you like a completely like, don't be fucking stupid kind of look. It's like, if we had a network on Ceres, do you really think we'd be getting you two to be doing this?
If your network was well known... and you needed a subtle operation, and yes, I think you would.
And they still wouldn't use me.
I'm a geologist.
I'm being serious. I'm pretty...
notorious?
Yeah. Pretty...
notoriety.
Obvious.
Do me a favour. Don't look so notorious.
Don't look like a walker?
Yeah.
That should raise an eyebrow. Like, don't look like me. Mm. That's difficult.
Put a hood up.
Good idea.
Shades on, hat, gloves, anything that will just cover you up from looking like you.
Ah, so if a you could Saturday not night speak. Then.
Yeah. Anything that will stop her from having to maim your face would be great.
I'd be like, oh, I haven't thought about that. Rose has already been thinking about that. I'd be like, that's fine. I wear a hat. I blend I'll straight blend in.
One of those pork pie hats.
Yeah. No one will ever notice.
It might be useful at some point to have him. I mean, we could get money or whatever, but at the time being.
Wait, what?
We could use your connections. She's thinking
like
point,
one of us
but...
now, yeah?
Hey,
yeah,
she is. Whoa. As long as I'm unharmed, we're good. For credit.
Okay, but for the time being.
Well, maybe we send back a finger, eh? See how much money we get in return.
Finger?
Not as much as the hole.
When they get the finger, when you get back, they reattach the finger, regrowth surgery. Sure, you can afford that, man.
We're not maiming that. We need him full and whole.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so have you had any surveillance on this guy? Do you know his routines? Do you know...
Well, we don't know anything.
Anything, right, okay.
Man is a black mole. Disappeared, came from Tycho, one of Johnson's group.
Really?
Yeah. OP fucking A.
Well, yeah, okay.
Open your fucking ears.
All right, specifics though, Rosa. Sorry.
What the hell do you think the OPA are?
Not really anything. Well, I don't suppose that is true anymore.
OPA, but... legitimate government now under Mr. Johnson.
Seb smirks. Legitimate.
I wasn't going to say it. Okay.
It's all right. Okay. Do you really do you really think Rose would give a shit?
Nope.
I don't know.
Exactly. She doesn't seem... I mean, from the impression she's given you so far... I wouldn't say she seems particularly bound to OPA
no.
sort of political systems or ideologies from what's been said.
Okay. How long has he been on series for?
We don't know.
Okay.
At least the past 6 months.
How much does he like to drink?
We don't know, but considering the only information we have on him is that he likes this bar, it would be safe
footprint?
To say that a lot.
How's the OPA's footprint on Sirius these days?
They own it.
Right.
Whole place is OPA.
That's going to be really difficult to get him out then. It's going to have to be really quick. We're going to need to have the ship well stocked and able to leave as soon as possible if we get the opportunity to incapacitate.
Why does it need to be quick?
Because the sooner that he doesn't turn up somewhere or their network knows that he's gone, they're going to be on it. And there's a whole station versus us right now. So
one man going missing on Sirius is nothing new.
It depends how important he is.
She gives you a little smirk.
Something tells me you wouldn't be interested in him if he wasn't important.
He's just a hacker, man.
Just a hacker.
Just a hacker.
You could have had any hacker. You could have kidnapped your own hacker, but you want to go for this hacker.
This
means
one,
he's important.
This one, you know, he owes us.
He owes you?
Yeah, man, he owes us.
Is that like £20 or a life debt?
Yeah. It's more... It's kind of like bites off the words.
Yeah.
It's more.
Wouldn't want to be him.
What are you going to do to him?
Nothing that he doesn't need doing to him. If he answers the questions, gives us what we want, man walks away, no problems, no questions, and doesn't give us what he wants, then, you know, we probably start with the legs.
I'll pull up my pad and be like, start, like, plotting in an escape vector from scenes. Blackout, Bernhard, Maneuvering Thrusters only, reignite the Epstein drive at full tilt, then cut it off again. Yeah, that would work.
Right, so maybe we spend the first couple of days just trying to figure out his routine, seeing any changes, and then go from there, see what's probably the best place to either then start collecting more intelligence, or we could then try and divert him off his routine.
She did this before.
I'm adaptable.
Delete the quotes. Now that I've mapped it out.
Well, what do you think?
I say, I go have a drink then. Maybe offer him a lucrative contract.
Rosa agrees.
Nice and easy. And he's going to believe me when he sees my face.
The OPA hacker is going to start working for a Martian corporate.
When I offer him a contract.
An OPA hacker is going to start working for you.
Or either that, or he'll think he's going to be able to play me.
What would he even want from you? He's not doing whatever he's doing for the half money.
Half of Luna. Seriously. He'll probably want to take me down at least. Idol of the Inners.
Man's got a point. He is like a well-wanna idol.
So right? Now we're using him as bait?
We're using both as bait if needs be.
Not bait.
Yeah, it could be bait.
I'm totally bait. Just that Mitch. He says keep being a completely straight face.
Seriously, we could sell him.
Oh, we'll use him first.
That's really good. I'm still here, guys. Thanks.
It's good. Yeah. But, you know, also we sent her in too. You know, dress, a few drinks, bring them back, sort it.
Yeah, nice and easy.
What?
Fishing, you know?
What?
Lucrative contract, lady in the lady as well, bring him back to the ship.
He does.
We bust out.
I'm not for sale.
Mikhail gets his chops, you know?
No plan.
No plan. Then we work so not say. Or I doll myself up, and she kind of like gives herself like a little, you know, like, yeah.
It's probably more likely to go for you.
Don't know. Maybe.
Mm. See which way he swings.
It's true, we don't even know which way he swings. He may well like his Earth boys.
Earth boys?
Oh, sorry, you're not halfway. Even though you're on Luna, I don't understand, man. How do you own half of Luna and yet you're a Martian?
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it?
Just, well, Wallace, man. You're all interbreed, man.
Just that rich.
I wouldn't flaunt that around.
It's too late.
He's going to get his...
He says, like, putting it up.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay, let's just see what happens. The sooner that we're done, better.
Got to agree with that.
Not that I don't enjoy meeting new people. I'm sure this is great. This is a lovely opportunity. But let's get this done.
Cool. Let's get this done, says it. So she looks at you.
Spin back around. Click. Up the burn slightly.
Sit back in the chair.
Rose is a little bit uncomfortable. With the higher bound, but muscles for it. Cool. So we'll leave it there for now for this episode. But we'll be back next time with the group hopefully arriving on Sirius in one piece and not dying tragically.
Smeared all over the inside of the windscreen.
Exactly. We'll see how the rolls go.
Hard stop.
Right. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. If you liked that and would like to check out some more of our stuff, head over to mosaicgaming.net. You can find us on Discord, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Catch you all later.